Hello, incredible, amazing, manifesting mums. Happy Thursday. It's incredible and amazing to always be here on live with you. And I'm really going to share a story with you, like kind of it's happening right now. So I really want to jump in and just share this with you as it's happening so I can let you know really what I've been going through and unpacking it, because I see this time and time and time and time and time and time again, is that my fellow mums, hear me on this, I see you all stuck and in paralysis because you are attaching to your fears and that's stopping you from taking action in your business, and that can go further into your life as well. And I work with so many women that come to me and say, I want this for my life. I want this for my business. I want this outcome, these results, greater impact, more money, more freedom, more holidays, more experiences. But I can't take action. I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. What if no one likes me? What if no one listens to me? What if no one jumps on live with me? Fear, 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 fear. And what happens is that they are buying into their fears and giving them more weight and more power than what they truly want. And I shared a post on social media earlier today, which was the simple truth and fact that we're all committed people, okay? Like commitment is a part of all of our identities. We all have the capacity to be committed. But I want to question you on what you're committed to. Because so many of you are committed to your limiting stories, your fears, as opposed to being committed to what is actually possible for you. Hi, Sheridan. How are you going? And when you are more committed to your fears than what is possible for you, you will stay in a place of stagnation and frustration and limitation. And be so annoyed at yourself and think, why can't I just break free of this? And you need to question yourself, what are you committed to? What are you committed to? And it also came to me as well before. Are you a conscious business owner or are you an unconscious business owner? Because in my context, I've been in business myself for 10 years. I've had different businesses, different iterations, but 10 years. But for the first 8 years of that, I was asleep. I was running my business asleep. I was not awake. What was I not awake to? I was not awake to the truth that I was creating my business reality, that I was the one that was responsible for everything that wasn't showing up in my life and was showing up in my life as well. I was asleep to that. I was playing the blame, shame, justify game and going, why is this happening to me? Why am I not getting to where I want to be? I was running my business unconsciously and asleep. And I've been waking up more and more over the last couple of years. And it's an ongoing process. I don't believe we're ever fully awake. Like, I believe when we transition, we go into a space of being fully awake. But while we're here as conscious beings living in this body, this vehicle that we live in that allows us to experience life, you know, when you're growing and evolving, you're in this constant stream of waking up, okay? But if you are asleep in your business and unconscious to what is truly going on, you will find that you will be so confused and frustrated as to what's going on and wondering why it's happening and always looking outside of yourself as to why that's going on. And the truth is, when you come back to you and sit in a space of owning that you are 100% responsible 100% of the time for what is going on, you will start to wake up and also free yourself. You will start to see that you're either running your business from a place of fear or a place of possibility. They're your two options. Honestly, they are your two options. You're running it from fear or possibility. That's it. You will find, by the way, that you will yo-yo back between. There'll be some days you'll be in this space of possibility, some days you'll be in this space of fear. There'll be some moments in your day where you yo-yo back and forth. But if you keep resetting, I'm getting the love hearts over on Facebook, if you keep resetting back to working from possibility, from opportunity, from infinite availability, your life will change. Doesn't mean you won't feel the fear. You will feel the fear. Okay? You will feel the fear. And as that incredible book by Susan Jeffers is, feel the fear and do it anyway. That is the trick. You will never be fearless, but you can be courageous alongside your fears. And I'm sharing with this with you now, but because for the last 24 hours, I have been riddled with fear, riddled like anxiety. My head now, I'm so exhausted from the fear. Can you imagine? Some of you can probably don't even need to imagine. You know what it's like. When you are in a constant space of fear, it is exhausting. You wonder why you're snappy at the kids. You wonder why you collapse into bed at night. You wonder why your relationship with your husband is not where you want it to be, because you are so exhausted from being in your head. Like my head, I could go and sleep now for 8 hours. That's how exhausted I am from 24 hours of being in fear. But I used to run my business like this 24/7. Fear, 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 anxiety, anxiety, anxiety. But what triggered my fear is, for those of you that have been following along for the last few weeks, you'll know I've been going through a monumental up level, monumental. It's been uncomfortable, but what that brought up was an opportunity for me to make a decision in my life and in my business to go, what I've created in the first 9 months of the Manifesting Mums, like I'm just going to sit with it for a minute, has been incredible. Over 50% of small businesses fail in the first year alone. I've generated $90,000 of revenue in 9 months in my business. I'm just going to sit with that for myself for a moment. $90,000 of revenue from get-go. Okay? But I know what is possible. Well, I actually don't fully know what's possible, but what I can see that is possible is incredible. So I was presented with an opportunity to work with an incredible coach who's going to help me take my business like to the next level and beyond. But it required two things. It required a significant financial investment, more than I've ever invested before. A significant financial investment. Now, money is a magnifier. And so when you have to make a financial investment, it will bring up all the fear, the doubt, the uncertainty. It will just magnify what's in you. And so it all came up. And it also forced me to face what has been something I've been working on very intensely over the last few weeks, and that is that I realized that I don't fully trust myself. And I'm sharing that with you as I'm going through the healing of that. And the reason I'm sharing it with you is because I'm working with this with women inside my membership community. And we're actually next week going to be doing some rapid transformational therapy on trust trauma. Because as I was working with a lot of my students, I realized they weren't trusting themselves. And how does that show up? An inability to make decisions, an inability to invest in themselves, constantly second guessing everything they do, doubting who they are and what they have to offer. It all leads back to trust trauma. And again, this situation magnified the fact that I realized I didn't trust myself. And I know where it stems from because I've done RTT around it. I understand the root cause. And understanding the root cause allows me to rewrite that story. It allows me to go, my God, that's not actually true. It's not true at all. So the power is in that awareness there. And now it's just my job to transform that, completely transforming it. Okay, So those two things came up. And so I've been going through in the last 24 hours, just all the emotions. But you know what I did this morning? I got on a call with the coach that I've just invested in, and I told her everything. And she's incredible, and we talked about it and worked through it. And even though I still felt the fear, I took the action and I made the investment. I made the investment. And it wasn't just, it's not just an investment in a coach. It's actually not. Like, it's not an investment in them. This is the thing. When you do things, particularly when you like take action, big action, you're investing in yourself. You're investing in your dreams. You're investing in you saying yes to more in your life. That's what that decision means. And this is like a line in the sand moment for me in my life. Like, this is a moment right now, this day, that I will look back on in 12 months, 2 years, 5 years, and go, I remember that time that I made that decision and everything changed as a result of that. I am a huge believer that if you want to experience monumental growth, you have to make a monumental investment. And that's not always a monumental financial investment. That is a monumental investment in yourself. Time, energy, belief, love, money, trust, all of those things come together. And when you make that investment in yourself, and you trust yourself, even in the face of the fear, what opens up for you is an unlimited array of possibility that you can't even imagine. Thank you for sharing that on Instagram. As Will Smith says, on the other side of fear is bliss. It truly, truly is. It really is. But see, we think bliss resides on the side of fear. We think if we don't take the action, that's where bliss is. Bliss isn't. Because the moment you take the action, you realize what you were scared of was nothing to be scared of in the first place. It's the fear of the fear that actually plays on. So true. Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you. Okay. I want you to understand, I don't sit here as a fearless person preaching to all of you to get into a space of not experiencing fear. What I do is stand side by side you and tell you, okay, I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to feel the fear. But I choose to commit to possibility over fear. I choose to do the work to heal the source of my fear, not so I will never experience fear again, but so that I can be awake and conscious and see what's going on, so that I can see the truth and not live from my past anymore. Because if you don't wake up to that, you will keep living from your past, because that is your default habit. That is the subconscious programming that will operate. And if you don't wake up to it, you don't see it, you will continue to replay it. And then you will stay in a space of frustration, stagnation, and wish for things to be different, and they never will be. Because that's just how it works. So I took the action despite the fear. I invested the money, significant amount of money, money that makes you want to vomit, that type of money. Think that type of money, okay? But that investment was not a financial investment. That was an investment in myself. And I'm going to tell you right now, every investment I've made, particularly over the last 18 months, has paid off in some way, financially, but also spiritually, emotionally, mentally, on every plane of existence. So I want to encourage you today. I'm going to encourage you. In fact, I'm going to throw out a challenge to all you ladies that join me live, catch the replay. This will go onto the podcast too. I want you to identify one thing that you can do today that you're scared of, that you know if you invest time, energy, money, love, whatever. You've got to invest something. You've got to put some skin in the game. What does that mean? Something where you, because fear is really comes from, I'm going to lose something. It's a fear of loss. Like, what is it that you fear you're going to lose? I'm going to challenge you today in the next 24 hours to invest on some level in something that's going to allow you to get into a space of taking action towards whatever you feel called to. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's like, you know, investing your time and your energy and some self-love into showing up on a Facebook Live for your community, even though you are petrified no one will turn up or that you'll get judged. Maybe you've been eyeing off that coach to work with, that program to invest in, that, you know, healer to work with, but you're scared to invest the money. I'm telling you, you're not scared to invest the money. You're scared you're going to lose a part of yourself. So I'm going to encourage you, and I would love you to reach out to me on DMs or in messages and let me know what you're going to do. Let me know, like, share this with me and let me know what you are going to invest in the next 24 hours. Remember, I said it doesn't have to be time. It doesn't have to be money. It can be time. It can be energy. It can be love. It can be attention. It can be something. All right. Who's up for the challenge? Drop me an emoji. I've got quite a few of you on live with me on Facebook and on Instagram. I'd love you to drop me an emoji in the chat box wherever you are if you are up for the challenge. Okay, I want to know if you're up for the challenge. Drop me an emoji if you are up for the challenge to face your fear and take action and invest on some level into your dream. All right, I'm seeing the emojis come through. Right? They're coming through on Instagram now, okay? So are you there? Are you going to now invest? Thank you, Heidi is going to do that. That's great. Tanya's going to do it. Rom's going to do it. I don't know. Folium.co on Instagram. I don't know your name, honey, but you're going to do it too, okay? Who is going to invest, okay? Time, energy, money, focus, love, something. Kiki, you're going to do it too. Please come on over. I'd love for you to share with me what you're going to take action on, please, and then come back to me and let me know when you've done it, okay? Because I'm telling you, one of the things... Sheridan, haha, I feel so blocked. I don't even know where to begin. Oh, hi, Jen. Thank you so much, Jen, for telling me who it is. Sheridan, you do know, okay? I'm telling you, you do know. It's just that the story of I feel so blocked is more powerful than the whisper inside of you, okay, that is telling you what to do. All right. So I know some of you are ready to play ball, okay? There's a lot of you that still have it. I can see there's a lot. There's like 16 of you on live with me now across Instagram and Facebook. So I'm seeing lots of missing emojis from people, okay? Please reach out to me. Let me know. What are you going to take action on that scares you? Actually, you know what? It scares the shit out of you. Like, let's go there. Scares the shit out of you, all right? What are you going to take action on? Share it with me in the DMs and the messengers. Let's do this. Take action, all right, despite your fears. Please do it, okay? There is nothing that you can lose in this experience that is going to be more painful than not facing the fear, okay? All right, much love from me to you. Thank you for joining me and letting me share my experience with you as well. This replay will make its way over to the Manifesting Mum podcast. So please, if you didn't catch this from the beginning, you'll be able to get this episode, all right, over on there. Tanya says, committed to next level. I'm with you on this. Ashley says, yes, I want to play ball. I need a new biz direction. It scares the crap out of me because I have no idea what this is going to look like. Yes, embrace it. Okay, embrace this, ladies. Please embrace that fear. It's great. This is the place you want to be, okay? This is the place you want to be. All right, Ash, reach out to me, honey. Let me know what you're going to do. I know you can do it. I believe in you, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether I believe in you. What matters is that you believe in you. That is the most important thing. So thank you for joining me live today, ladies. I can't wait to hear from you all in the DMs and on the messages to reach out to me. Let me know what you're going to do. And I am absolutely rooting for your rise and your success here, okay? Much love from me to you. I'll see you soon.